we are concerned about, does this lead to everyone having a gun in our society? If they think that's the answer, then they're greatly mistaken. Then why don't we do away with the court system and go back to the old West, you have a gun and I have a gun, and we'll settle on the streets.
Powerful words from Chicago Mayor Richard Daley reacting yesterday to the Supreme Court decision. There's been a 6% rise in violent crime in Chicago for the first 4 months of this year. Tony Arnold covers criminal justice and politics for WBEZ Chicago Public Radio. Tony, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Attorney General Nichols was saying a moment ago from D.C. that this is going to reverberate in communities all around the country. I guess we could start with Chicago.
Yeah, it really, not minutes after the Supreme Court ruling came down yesterday, a lawsuit was already filed challenging Chicago's gun laws. People were basically waiting for this to happen.
And you actually talked to David Siegel, who was the plaintiff filing the first challenge. Let's hear what he had to say.
I'd like to see that ordinary citizens be trusted with the right to defend themselves and their families in their own home.
You spoke with David Siegel. Do you think there's an attempt to take advantage of this decision right here and ignore the sort of grim realities that have been materializing on the streets of Chicago over the past few months?
I think that there's no doubt that they're looking to take advantage of the Supreme Court's ruling. I think that they've been waiting and just waiting for this to happen. And they feel like this is their chance to get this law kind of stricken from the books. At the same time, the lawsuit's going to be a little bit different this time in relation to Chicago compared to the D.C. lawsuit, mostly in that it's going to be a little bit of a different legal argument. There's now going to be talk of the 14th Amendment. Can states do this as opposed to municipalities or I'm sorry, the national laws, since Chicago's is more of a The 14th Amendment is going to be coming into play in terms of the state rules and laws.
The issue is broader, Tony. I mean, we're talking about a states' rights question as opposed to a narrow version of whether this is an individual right or some sort of general right. But how does the self-defense issue affect law enforcement there in Chicago? I mean, the court on one level said very narrowly that any law that makes a weapon inside someone's home unable to defend them, like a trigger lock or forcing it to be put away somewhere where it really can't be used in self-defense, is unconstitutional. Does that really affect things on the streets of Chicago?
Well, I think it depends on who you talk to. If you talk to Mayor Daley, who's been this has been his issue for so long, one of his key issues is gun control, and I think that any more restrictions you can get to prevent the guns, he's going to say this is great. This is going to help save lives. At the same time, Chicago's seen more of a more violent streak recently, and violent crime has been up in the past year. And at this 20, the big news around Chicago for the past year is the number of public school students, young people who are being killed since September 27 around the city. Were killed earlier this week. There was an incident of an 8-year-old who was shot unintentionally while the police say that his parents were involved in gang activity, and a rival gang shot up the van, and the 8-year-old was the one who got the bullets.
Well, Tony, quickly, what regulations do the politicians in Chicago envision that might directly affect the availability of those guns for young people?
I think what they're looking to get out of this is more of a way for less guns to be brought into the city. And really, I think what politicians are looking at out for in Chicago is more of a way for guns to just be less accessible. I think that they think if there are fewer guns in homes, there's going to be less accidents, less cause for them to actually just be used.
Well, the battle line's being drawn there in municipalities and communities around the country. Tony Arnold from WBEZ in Chicago, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
You've weighed in on the Second Amendment. Let's hear what you had to say.
My name is Bob. I'm from New Jersey. I'd just like to say I'm very happy about the Supreme Court decision yesterday. I've been a handgun owner legally for over 10 years. I've never abused the privilege, and I believe that ordinary citizens have the right to be protected.
More on the legal strategy, reasoning, and implications. There may be less than meets the eye in the Supreme Court decision later on in the Takeaway.